Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, what's the plan?
We're still waiting for it.
What did he announce?
I'm serious. He announced the formation of a task force. And, you know, that's the political equivalent to treading water. I mean, if he had something to announce, he would have announced it. Instead, he named Daryl Steinberg, the mayor of Sacramento, and Ridley Scott, the
county supervisor
from Los Angeles, to head up a group to go around and study and meet with locals and come up with the best practices. That's how many cliches can you put into one thing?
You're going to mention Blue Ribbon Commission.
He decided not to do a Blue Ribbon Commission because that would have been really too much. But the fact is, Gavin Newsom has been grappling with homelessness for as long as he's been in public office. As mayor of San Francisco, he was a leader and one of the first to say care, not cash. In other words, we need to put programs out there rather than just handing people money. That had a roller coaster ride in San Francisco, but he moved on and became lieutenant governor. And he's been going up and down the state and seeing the problem getting increasingly worse. But there comes a time when you're supposed to say, okay, this is the answer. And he hasn't had one. Remember when he first got in, he was talking about naming a homeless czar for the state. We haven't gotten that yet. So Gavin's got himself in a situation where there may not be a best practice. There may not be an answer to this solution. He's announcing more money. He would like the state to spend upwards of a billion dollars, giving $600+ million to locals to do something. But even the locals, I don't care where you go in the state, there's just everybody's struggling with Band-Aid solutions. Nobody's got the answer.
Well, it seems that at least in the announcement today that he acknowledged it was going to be local municipalities, right? It was not going to be one size fits all, that the state is going to decide to help you how to deal with homelessness.
Right. Or how to deal with housing or how to deal with a myriad number of issues. Patty, it even gets down on that. You have locales versus locales in some of this thing. Let's say Berkeley passes a ban on RV campers pulling into neighborhoods and basically becoming de facto homeless camps. And then you have Oakland saying, gee, thanks a lot. Now they're all just going to roll over to us. Yeah. So you have this push and pull. This is a phenomenon, for whatever reason, is going on up and down the West Coast. You don't see it in the Middle America as much, and you don't see it on the East Coast. But from Seattle down to San Diego, there is this line of a combination of the economy, the weather, and our laissez-faire attitude that allows for this to go on has mushroomed into a case, and Gavin Newsom has yet to come up with an answer. So today, he announced he's still looking for an answer.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.